Neil, has it crossed your mind to quit?
It hasn't helped. I'll put it that way. You know, I love this football club, and I've loved working with the players. You know, we've got a good team, me and Steve. You know, we work together well, and it makes it harder. I mean, I've got to have a real good long. I think, you know, from where before it was a no-brainer, now I need to have a good think.
Are you allowed to speak to Steve when he's been suspended now, or can you not?
Well, yeah, I mean, when that light of staff, there's not that many people. I mean, Alison delivered the letter and went, clearly. Obviously, Steve's been in shock, but he did as he was told, as regards that, you know, he said as it from immediate effect, so he didn't take training or help part take training with me. You know, I took the training. You know, I told the players. The players were disappointed. But then I said to them, you know, in the name of profession and the profession that they do, and on, you know, on behalf of both of us, that they trained properly that morning and did the right things, and they did, to be fair to them. But obviously, it's not ideal.
Do you feel this has undermined everything that you've achieved so far?
It's undermining. Yeah, it's undermining, because you're trying to put something together, and you know, under the guise and under the belief that you know you're getting the backing. That you're getting the backing that you need, so it's disappointing.
How hard is it to think about the football at the minute? Because Steve is a big personal friend, isn't he?
He's a mate, definitely. But I think he's a good football person. He knows the game. He understands the game. He understands the division. And you know, we've been good for one another. You know, we've worked well with one another, and the players have took to him. You know, and obviously the results of what we've done and what we've worked at have been there for everybody to see, and the players have gained a lot of confidence from that, and it just seems a really strange decision.
Would you have expected the club to at least have made you aware that this was coming, or to have given you more information about what?
I'd like to know about it, definitely.
I mean, from your point of view, it was hard for you before Steve came in. Can you just comment on the difference he's made, what it is that he's done that has helped you?
Yeah, I think what it is with Steve is, you know, the opposites of what I do, or the effect that I have on the players. Sometimes you need that person that goes in and has a different angle of it for the players. So, you know, if for example, perfect example at Fulham, it needed doing when I went in at half time, and you know, and read the right act as such, and then it still needs that calming voice that goes round to individuals and goes, you know, drops one or two hints and tips in, because you know it's still got to go out with it, you know, with the same message. So we bounce off well, we bounce off one another well, and it's the ideal partnership. You know, he's great as a number two. He's proved he's been successful as a number two at other clubs. You know, he's been great for me, and obviously I'm disappointed.
And obviously 7 games to go, but going forward, do you think you're going to need an explanation or at least some more clarity for you to feel happy to stay here?
Well, I've got to think about what I really want to do, to be honest. You know, and like I said before, for me, I love this football club. I love everything about it. I love all the stuff that it stands for. I was brought up on Leeds United as a kid, under the Revy years, and what they stood for, and the principles and beliefs, and it shaped me as a footballer. You know, and I played the game 20 odd years, you know, and at the highest level at times. So there's a lot of things about this football club that are really good. But you know, This situation is a difficult situation for me.
From the point of view of the game, obviously Lewis Cook had done his ankle in midweek. Is it serious? It sounded like it was not particularly good.
Yeah, it's apparently it's ankle ligaments. So he's strained some ankle ligaments. Now I don't know the severity of it. Lewis seems to think it's a lot easier, which he would do because the kid wants to play. But we've had it scanned. The scan does show a strain, but not a serious strain.
Thank you. would you say that the players are probably going to find it difficult in the next 48 hours to get their heads straight to get ready for
Well,
that?
I don't think it helps because, like I said before, Steve is part of the team, you know, part of what we've been doing. You know, if you want to deflate something, then, you know, you start taking things away from the team. Now, I'm going to have to, you know, definitely for the game on Saturday, just make sure that, you know, for their sake and, you know, for the supporters that pay the money to come in and watch the game, is that the lads are as professional and as focused as they have been all season. And I'm sure they will be because they're professional people. But like I said, it just doesn't help.
Will anybody be there to help you on Saturday then in the dugout now?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, it's coming to terms with the day, and I haven't really thought about, you know, that far ahead as a guy's, you know, would be in the dugout with me. But we'll just have to we'll have to see how that goes, to be honest.
Does it help having a nearly full fit squad other than Lewis Cook though at the moment and one or two others? I mean, are you spoiled for choice this weekend compared to recent weekends?
Yeah, we've got people fit. We've got people wanting to get in the team. People want to get in the team because the team's doing well. You know, they're enjoying the football because they're winning, because they're in a far, far better position, because they all want to be part of it now, because it's going in the right direction, you know, and when you're playing in something that's successful, you know, you don't want to get out of the side. And that is the sort of environment and culture that we wanted to create, and that's what we're creating now. You know, we don't want that to stop, because that is obviously the way to be successful. That is the way to get out of this division. So I'm hoping that, you know, that the players, you know, keep that mentality, because it's important, you know, for their point of view. And if we show that mentality against Blackburn on Saturday, then we've got a chance of getting a result.
And of those players, you heard Rudy Austin say he was getting close to being fit. He's played for his country under Stan Neil. You know, he's the sort of player that could maybe come back into the team if required and have that attitude. But guys, we've got to be a professional here. We've got to go out and do this.
No, definitely. Listen, I think they'll all be professional. I have to say, I think that the way we've changed the culture and, like I said, and the way we've changed the training and, you know, and the tempo of things, and it's much more geared around being a championship club. We know the division. We know the level that we're playing at. Players can go into the games now confident that they can achieve. And I think they're getting a buzz off it. I think they're getting, you know, I think they're getting to feel that they're coming to terms with it, and they all want to be part of it. You can see that.
The owner is obviously banned at the moment. So, to the best of your knowledge, who made this decision about Steve?
Well, the letter was signed by Nicola Salerno, sporting director. You know, as far as I know, it's been done by Nicola Salerno.
But we have a chairman at the top of the club, and I think we would all expect maybe that he could come out and say something at some point, so maybe that will become clearer, because quite clearly, I mean, in anybody's experience, have we ever seen anything like this at football, you know, where people lose their roles with reasons that haven't been explained, not even to the head coach?
Well, it's very rarely people lose their jobs when you're being successful. It's very rare. And I can't elaborate much more than that.